听力课堂，听 class.com。
Welcome to Lesson 5. Listen to Connie as she tells us about some things she's never done and some other things that she has done in her life.
I'm 33 years old. I've never been married. Work has always been the most important thing. Is it worth it? Sure.There are things I've done that Stephen hasn't done. I've traveled around the world as a reporter. I've visited 50 countries. That's exciting, too.
Connie is 33 years old. That's not very young, but it's also not very old. There are many things that she has already done...But there are some things Connie has never done. Now, when you hear...
Visit 50 countries.
You say...
She's already visited 50 countries.
When you hear...
Not be married.
You say...
She's never been married.
All right, let's begin.
Visit 50 countries.
She's already visited 50 countries.
Not be married.
She's never been married.
Go to China 3 times.
She's already gone to China 3 times.
Not see the Great Wall.
She's never seen the Great Wall.
Not visit India.
She's never visited India.
Be invited to the White House.
She's already been invited to the White House.
Not meet the President of the United States.
She's never met the President of the United States.
Now listen to this conversation. Notice what the man and woman say they have and haven't done.
Oh, come on. You mean you've been to China 3 times and you've never seen the Great Wall?
It's true. I haven't seen it yet, but I will someday.
And you've been invited to the White House 3 times?But you've never met the president?
I haven't met him yet, but I will. I have a long life ahead of me.
When the man says, you've never seen the Great Wall, and you've never met the president, he's expressing surprise that the woman's never done these things. But when she says, I haven't seen it yet,Or, I haven't met him yet, she means that there is still time. She might do these things in the future. She says,
I have a long life ahead of me.
Now, when you hear,
You've never been married?
You say,
I haven't been married yet.
When you hear,
You've never met the President of the United States?
You say,
I haven't met him yet.
Okay, let's begin.
You've never been married?
I haven't been married yet.
You've never met the President of the United States?
I haven't met him yet.
You've never visited India?
I haven't visited there yet.
You've never lived in Los Angeles?
I haven't lived there yet.
You've never been invited to the White House?
I haven't been invited there yet.
Now listen to this conversation between Connie and Mike.
Have you heard from Stephen?
He's still waiting. Poor Stephen. He stayed up all night last night. He's on pins and needles.
He must be tired today, and he must be worried. Is Anne okay?
She's fine. She had pains this morning. She must be ready to have the baby.
Now, listen and repeat.
Must be tired. He must be tired. He must be tired today. He must be tired today.
Must be worried. He must be worried. And he must be worried. And he must be worried.
Must be ready. She must be ready. She must be ready to have the baby. She must be ready to have the baby.
When we say that someone must be something, like must be tired or must be worried, we are talking about an assumption that we are almost certain is true. Now, when you hear a statement using almost certain, say the same thing using must. For example, you hear,
I'm almost certain Stephen is tired.
And you say,
he must be tired.
You hear,
I'm almost certain Stephen and Anne are worried.
And you say,
they must be worried.
All right, let's begin.
I'm almost certain Stephen is tired.
He must be tired.
I'm almost certain Stephen and Anne are worried.
They must be worried.
I'm almost certain Stephen is nervous.
He must be nervous.
I'm almost certain Jake's story is good.
It must be good.
I'm almost certain Connie has an interesting job.
She must have an interesting job.
I'm almost certain Mike and Jake are hungry.
They must be hungry.
I'm almost certain Maria is having a great time on her vacation.
She must be having a great time on her vacation.
Don't forget that you can also use must be with a verb that ends in ing to show that you are almost certain something is happening. For example, I saw Connie going into that restaurant at noon. That was 15 minutes ago. She must be having lunch. Now this time, you'll hear a situation and you say what must be happening. For example, you hear,
Jake is very tired. He's been sitting in a comfortable chair with his eyes closed for a long time.
And you say,
he must be sleeping.
You hear,
Maria is on vacation. She's been doing a lot of skiing and eating in nice restaurants with Sam Finch.
And you say,
she must be having a good time.
Okay, ready? Let's begin.
Jake is very tired. He's been sitting in a comfortable chair with his eyes closed for a long time.
He must be sleeping.
Maria is on vacation. She's been doing a lot of skiing and eating in nice restaurants with Sam Finch.
She must be having a good time.
The door to Connie's office is closed, and I can hear the sound of her typewriter.
She must be working.
Rita went out today wearing her tennis shoes and carrying her tennis racket. I wonder what she's doing.
She must be playing tennis.
The waitress in the restaurant served Maria and Sam their food. That was 10 minutes ago, but they're not eating. They're talking and looking at each other. What's happening to their hot food?
It must be getting cold.
Now listen to Connie and Mike again. This time they're talking about Stephen.
So Stephen won't be able to come in today.
That's okay. I have the schedules and the scripts. I'll be able to manage while he's gone.
He won't be able to see Jake's story in archaeology. We'll show it to him tomorrow.
I'm not sure he'll be able to come in to work tomorrow either, Mike.
Where's Maria?
Today's Thursday. Maria won't be back until Friday. I don't think she'll be able to see the story either.
Now, listen and repeat.
Stephen won't be able to come in today. Stephen won't be able to come in today. Stephen won't be able to come in today.
I'll be able to manage while he's gone. I'll be able to manage while he's gone. I'll be able to manage while he's gone.
He won't be able to see Jake's story. He won't be able to see Jake's story. He won't be able to see Jake's story.
He'll be able to come in to work tomorrow. He'll be able to come in to work tomorrow. He'll be able to come in to work tomorrow.
I don't think she'll be able to see the story either. I don't think she'll be able to see the story either. I don't think she'll be able to see the story either.
Now you're going to listen to some sentences. Change each sentence by adding a form of be able to after will or won't, might or might not. For example, you hear,
Stephen won't come to work tomorrow.
And you say,
Stephen won't be able to come to work tomorrow.
If you hear,
Jake might take a day off tomorrow.
Then you say,
Jake might be able to take a day off tomorrow.
All right, let's begin.
Stephen won't come to work tomorrow.
Stephen won't be able to come to work tomorrow.
Jake might take a day off tomorrow.
Jake might be able to take a day off tomorrow.
Mike might not help Stephen this week.
Mike might not be able to help Stephen this week.
Maria won't see Jake's story on archaeology.
Maria won't be able to see Jake's story on archaeology.
Maria might return before Friday.
Maria might be able to return before Friday.
Jake will do excellent work in the future.
Jake will be able to do excellent work in the future.
And now, what about you? Will you be able to do excellent work in the future? I hope so. That's the end of Lesson 5.